Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Canadian servicemen who joined U.S. military forces in Vietnam are being remembered in Watertown this weekend. The Canadian Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall is on public display at the Redland Arts Center. It includes the names of 149 Canadian soldiers who were killed or are missing in action. Al Jansen is Coddington County's Veteran Services Officer, and he spoke with our newsroom at an opening ceremony this morning at the Redland.
Canada was not in the Vietnam War, but over 10,000 guys from Canada came down and joined our armed forces, you know, the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, all of them. And they went to Vietnam, and 149 of them didn't make it home. And like I said, Canada had no skin in the game, but the guys that came down thought that they needed to do this.
One of them is Rob Purvis of Winnipeg. He crossed the border with several buddies, enlisted in Grand Forks, and got sworn in Fargo.
I came down, crossed the border, and signed up with three of my friends. And one, my friend Larry, got killed in Vietnam in 1969.
Purvis told me he received a telegraph of his friend's death 3 weeks later. He returned to Winnipeg for Larry's funeral, but arrived one day too late. Purvis says he felt a need to help the Americans who are fighting in Vietnam.
I think we're young and we watch the news every night on TV and watched the Vietnam War on the news, and we decided to just cross the border and help out our American neighbors.
You can see that Canadian Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall at the Redland Arts Center through Monday. Well, the University of South Dakota will be adding a Patriots Plaza in the center of its campus, with more details announced this weekend during Military Appreciation Weekend in Vermilion. USD President Sheila Gestring says it'll be in a special location.
We're going to locate it right at the heart of the Business School, Law School, and Al Newhart Media Center, which is really symbolic, I think, because you have the Business School, which is your symbol of capitalism. You have the Law School, which is a symbol of the rule of law, and the Al Newhart Media Center, which is a symbol of free speech.
Gestring says it will have a number of important displays.
It will have three monuments recognizing USD's three Congressional Medal of Honor winners. It will also have monuments commemorating each of the branches of the military, and there will be benches, flags, the American flag, the state flag, the POW/MIA flag, as well as the USD flag.
This weekend's USD home football game against Youngstown State University will offer free admission to all military veterans and their families. Well, four men were inducted into the Watertown Hall of Fame today. Former Mayor Herb Jensen leads this year's class of inductees. Jensen was mayor from 1980 to 1992. He was also a longtime manager of Dakota Poultry. Doug Carpenter spent many years as band director at Watertown High School and directed the Watertown Community Band as well. Jim Mahold operated Mahold's Hardware for more than 50 years and also served on the Watertown School Board. And David J. Law was a longtime radio news reporter in Watertown, starting his career at KSDR Radio in 1971, before later becoming news director here at KWAT. Well, men from Sisseton and Peaver were sentenced in federal court this week in separate cases for abusive sexual contact. South Dakota U.S. Attorney Ron Parsons says 47-year-old Thomas Demarius of Peaver was sentenced to 20 years in prison, followed by 5 years of supervised release. Demarius forcefully engaged in and attempted to engage in sexual contact with a juvenile victim over a one-year period beginning in May of 2010. He was also convicted of abusing, torturing, or cruelly punishing a child by using a dangerous weapon over a two-year period starting in June 2009. Parsons called the crimes a, quote, house of horrors, which he says are deserving of a, quote, lengthy federal prison sentence. Separately, 25-year-old Storm Blue of Peaver was given 10 years in federal prison, followed by 20 years of supervised release for forcefully engaging in sexual contact with a juvenile in October of 2017. Several hundred people gathered for a candlelight vigil in Sioux Falls to mourn the death of a high school freshman killed in an interstate crash and pray for the recovery of a second teenager who was seriously injured. High school students, adults, and younger children gathered in freezing temperatures on a football field outside the Sanford Pentagon Arena last night to remember 15-year-old Barry Grieve, who died in a rollover crash on Interstate 229 Tuesday night. Another freshman at Lincoln High School is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. Pennington County prosecutors say they will not seek the death penalty in a first-degree murder case involving a woman who was struck and killed in a Walmart parking lot in Rapid City. 48-year-old Rochelle Seminole is charged in the crash last May that took the life of 37-year-old Kimberly Clifford. Seminole was back in court on Thursday. Prosecutors say the case simply does not meet the mitigating and aggravating circumstances required for the death penalty in South Dakota. If Seminole is convicted on the murder charge, she would receive a mandatory sentence of life in prison without parole. Witnesses told police they saw Seminole and Clifford fighting in the parking lot before Seminole hit or attempted to hit Clifford with an SUV and then backed up before plowing into the victim. It's open enrollment time for those on Medicare coverage. Greg Myers with the Regional Center for Medicare and Medicaid in Denver says that means people can make changes to their coverages.
Now is a chance for more than 60 million people with Medicare to review their coverage and see if they need to make any changes to their health care coverage for next year. Open enrollment ends December 7th, but if you're enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, there is an opportunity to make one more change, and that's between January 1st and March 31st. Because the health plans change their offerings every year, it's important to shop around and compare plans, you know, because you may be able to save money.
Myers says they've updated their online plan finder.
For the first time in a decade, Medicare redesigned its popular plan finder tool. Again, that's at www.medicare.gov/plan-compare. And it makes it easier for people with Medicare to compare new benefits and pick up a plan that works best for their health needs. The redesigned Plan Finder provides a more modern interface so people with Medicare can find and also compare original Medicare, Medicare Advantage plans, and drug costs, and also at the same time feel confident with their choices.
And Myers says help is also available at the state and local level.
If people want to get help with their own coverages and what plans and options that are available, people can meet with the Medicare State Health Insurance Assistant Program or a SHIP officer, and they can locate their local office at www.shiptacenter.org, or they can also call 1-877-839-2675 to find a local office and make an appointment with the SHIP counselor.
Myers says there are about 139,000 people using Medicare in South Dakota. That's a look at what's happening today. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.